you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, Lewis Black here. And before I start my rantcast, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be hitting the road. That's right. On September 21st, I'm going to be back out on tour. And it all begins in Victoria, Canada, and then goes on to Vancouver, Canada, and then goes on to Spokane, Washington. The next week, it all happens in Ketchum, Idaho. I don't believe I have not been there. It's the home of Sun Valley, and I'm quite excited about going there. I'm quite excited about also that week returning finally to Salt Lake City. It's been too long. Go to lewisblack.com. I'll be in Cleveland. I'll be in Cincinnati. I'm going to Biloxi, back to Biloxi, Mississippi. I could go on and on and on, but check out the website, lewisblack.com. Please come out and join me. And if you hear this, this announcement, tell others, tell them to go to lewisblack.com if they're fans, or even if they're not fans and they're looking for something to do, point it out to them. And you tell someone, and then they'll tell someone, and then they'll tell someone. And by the time it gets to the last person, they'll show up in another city that I won't even be performing at. And I hope that they enjoy whatever show they see at that theater. I really look forward to getting out of this cable access studio and coming out and seeing people again. I am losing my mind here. I'll be back in a moment with the Rantcast. It could all go horribly wrong at any minute. And there's the moment. Here you are again. And I just want to thank you for joining me. Yes, for the 141st edition of Lewis Black's Rantcast, entitled, If It's Not One Thing, It's a Hurricane. Oh, yes, it is. It's a hurricane, and it's a-coming. Where? To California. Right up, never hits Los Angeles. Hurricanes don't hit Los Angeles. My pal Kelly Carlin is flying back there today, and I hope that she is safe, and her husband Bob and everybody that I know out there, Drew and Amy and the rest of the gang, and I hope it's it dies down and it is nothing to really worry about, but they've been squawking and screaming like they like to do whenever there's a big weather event. They like to just terrorize us with just how horrifying it can all be, and it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. 50 years this hasn't happened. Last time 80 people died, something like that. Hopefully no one this time, but just yet again, another kind of like, is at what point Does this stop? If it's there's a weather event followed by some psychotic shooting, nonsense. Now fires again this week in British Columbia, up there in Canada, the other side of the country, and people are being evacuated right and left up there, and some of them having trouble to get out because of the roads and things. It's insane. It's an endless summer of madness, and it's almost over. It's gone as quickly as any summer I remember. And that's but one of the things that sucks about getting old is that time just goes whip, and it goes like a bat out of hell. And all of a sudden you go, really? I've got a birthday coming. I go, it can't be that old. But I am. Why? Because the last 20 years went by in a blink. So for you, any kids out there listening, hang on to every moment you possibly can. And it won't help because once it starts hitting away at you, eventually, boop, and then you turn around, you go, holy God, I'm 50. Who knows where the time goes? But that's a little too depressing. I was trying to keep it. I was going to keep it upbeat. I'm not going to keep it upbeat. It's insane what's going on. You know, a hurricane in California, another insane fire up there. They still haven't figured out. There's 1,300 people missing in Lahaina. The list goes on. And there's a debate. The Republicans are debating. Yes, they are. The presidential candidates for the in Wisconsin, they're going to be out there telling us all the things they're going to be doing for us. It's quite exciting. So that'll be on August 23rd. Quite thrilling as we watch them really take a focus on our problems and what needs to be done. I'm sure there'll be so many solutions. We'll be just stunned by the solutions because that isn't the way it works. I mean, that's just too bad. It doesn't mean we wish we had solutions. We're not. They basically will tell us that things are shitty and they're going to make them better. And then the Democrats will might have a debate, or he'll just debate himself, which would be more than possible at his age. The amount of conversations I have a day in my head is staggering. And sometimes a whole community shows up of people that I don't even know. And I shake their hands and I try to tell them what I might do if I were the president. And they just laugh and wander away. And then I get to nap. But I've kind of digressed there. It's just extraordinary. Meanwhile, they're yelling that he's not going to show up. But they won't. The only one is Christie is the one who's really barking at him. But the others are like, well, you know, this is a weaponized Justice Department. These people are. There's four indictments. At what point do you not figure out that one of them might actually have something to do with reality? Or that they all might. But at least one of them might. That you might just zip it. Okay? And stop undermining the fucking government that you want to be the president of. Okay? You want to be president, but you just want to undermine the justice. What are you going to do to the Justice Department? Huh? That's going to make it better. It's lawyers, you idiot. That's the deal. And they're no fun, and they go after people, and they have from time immemorial, and they certainly have been... they're not trying to stop him from running, okay? That was never the intention. This should have been done earlier, sure. It should have. But justice moves slowly, and every one of those assholes running knows it, okay? Because every one of them is either a lawyer or was going to be a lawyer or fucking knows the law. And somehow have gotten lost in this, whatever this is, with Trump, who's not even going to be at the debate because I was reading here today that he's going to be interviewing with Tucker Carlson that night. He'll be talking to him. Well, that certainly is going to clear things up. I think we'll get a real good idea of just what he's going to do to make it better because it was great. Everything was great. Everything was perfect. It couldn't have been better. The economy was spectacular. And I just heard this thing. Bob Woodward was speaking. I was up at in Jamestown and went down to Chautauqua. I was down there, and he was speaking there and pointed out that, and I didn't realize in his book that he had said, one of the things that he had said to Bob Woodward was that he would, that the cure, that the, essentially he would announce his plan for dealing with COVID, and he had a perfect plan. You know, let me get this straight. So he said he had 106 days to that in which he would get the plan out there. And the 106th day, of course, would be just before the election. Okay? That was when he was going to announce his plan for COVID in 2020. So in November of 4th, 20, or November 3rd, 20, whenever it was that when we voted. And it's unbelievable. And the reason he didn't want to do it beforehand was people would forget. And then you wonder if he was rabid to get elected again, that he had this really great plan he didn't tell us about. Some years we forget it. And then he never told us what it was anyway. So what difference does it make? And I'm sure we'll hear the same thing from the Republicans. And we got no plans coming from the Democrats. You know, they're fighting amongst themselves because the Republicans are setting up, you know, the Republicans are like fighting ghosts at times. You don't really know what it is you're fighting when you're debating someone like Lauren Boebert or Mean Joe Green, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Wow. Just extraordinary. It's extraordinary time. And that debate will be so interesting. And God, and the kids watching it, I'm sure, will be thrilled to know that that's the best that we can do. That's the group, really. And they won't stand up. And just none of them, except Christie, who's one of the reasons Trump ended up where he did in the first place. It's beyond belief. It is beyond fucking belief. And that's all I can say. There's no joke. There's no nothing. Just, oh, my God, stand back. My mouth is wide open and three moths fly in. And it turns out to be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Wow. And that's as close as I'm going to come to a joke on that one. It'll be interesting to see if anybody's got anything to say about Ron DeSantis' book banning or all the other things that he thinks are important that need to be done, that we shouldn't say gay, that we should not really allow people to really talk about Black history in its reality and totality, that we should, you know, make everybody feel good about the fact that, you know, that slaves were doing so well. Oh, God. He's just a piece of work. And how he expects to get elected, and I am sorry. I mean, it's one thing to elect someone like Trump, who at least has been on TV and has what appears to be charisma to people and has created what they call a cult. I think it's an addiction. I do. I think these people are strung out on him. They can't get enough of him. When am I going to get my Trump today? I need some more Trump. I haven't had enough Trump. If I don't get my Trump today, how am I going to get to the store? I need to get Trump to get to the store so I can eat again, so I can wake up tomorrow and get some more Trump, because that's what's keeping me going. Really gives me a buzz. I hear him speak and I go, buzz, 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 buzz. Wow. It makes me lose my mind. And then so they come up with DeSantis, who has no charisma. They're literally slugs have more charisma than he does. And how the Christians can keep backing Donald Trump, the evangelicals, some apparently are backing off, you know, but I mean, how? How do you back someone? Rabbits have more of a sense of, rabbits have more faith in God than Donald Trump does, okay? I have more faith in God than Donald Trump does, okay? But I know that, I know rabbits do. And rabbits probably have more faith in God than I do. I can't believe this is what it's come to. But the summer is, this. I can see the summer fading now, and it's not making me happy. Meanwhile, our governor here Governor Eric Adams recently, and I've left this out, has said that he doesn't get enough credit for what he's done here. He was kind of whining about this about 2-3 weeks ago. You know, Eric, and anyone in office who talks about credit that they should get, here's just a tip from somebody who's not really a politician, but someone who kind of takes a close look at them and how the words that come out of the mouth affect us. Eric, shut the fuck up, okay? That's what you do. Shut the fuck up. Credit for what you've done. You know who deserves credit? The people who come and get our, get the garbage cleaned up. That's who deserves the credit. The people who have the toughest jobs in this country. That's who deserve the credit. And they get none, Eric. None of us get it. There are very few people who get credit for what they do. And you certainly shouldn't, you chose to do this. That's the deal. And you're not doing it well. And if you think you are, you're out of your fucking mind. You make de Blasio look like a genius, and that's appalling. It's gotten worse since you've come into power, all right? Worse. And you were elected on the fact that you were going to make it better. Well, that hasn't worked out. And the person I wanted was the woman who kept this city clean, the woman who was in charge of garbage. She had a lot to say about what she would do for the city, and she did something that was extraordinary, which was keep New York clean. No small feat, almost impossible. And she did it, and you want credit. Fuck you. But meanwhile, I was up in Chautauqua this week, and at Jamestown, really, at the National Comedy Center to celebrate the memory of my friend, colleague and mentor in many ways, the late and the great Mark Russell. And I got a chance to talk about him, and cried a bit about it. It was wonderful to see him commemorated in this way. And if you go up to the National Comedy Center, which you should do, I believe, because it really is remarkable and a great place to spend time, and your kids will love it. And then you can go down the road and gamble if you want, or head up to Niagara Falls, or go on your way to the extraordinary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which the National Comedy Center not only gives it a run, maybe better in some instances, maybe better. And it was the collection of stuff that Mark, of his work, and is there now, and is so that those who come after can study it. And it really is quite something. It would be, if you don't know his stuff, you go to YouTube, Mark Russell. He did, I think, at least 10, there are probably more, specials for PBS out of, with Buffalo Television, where he was from, and spent a great deal of time in Chautauqua. And I'm hoping they come up with a Mark Russell Comedy Week to commemorate his name that would be done each year. And but check him out if you want it. If you're interested in going through a great way to learn American history, to go back and take a look at it is to go back and watch his work, because he covered every moment of it. And he did it with wit and wisdom and whimsy, a word I've rarely used, and while playing the piano and writing songs that were just fucking funny. He was a very funny, joyous, sweet man, and I will miss him. But it was nice to be able to spend that time saying goodbye with the group that showed up there and his close friends who I got to know. And getting to know him over the past 7 or 8 years has been one of the real joys of my life. And so I leave you with this upbeat little thing, tidbit. A federal judge in Texas has ordered 3 lawyers for Southwest Airlines to undergo religious liberty training from a far-right Christian group. Judge Brantley Starr, a Trump appointee, oddly enough, was so incensed by Southwest's firing of an employee who sent out anti-abortion messages. So he's sending out these anti-abortion messages, and they fired him. And I, once again, not enough information to know if that's the only reason that he was fired, that he ordered its lawyers to receive training from the Alliance Defending Freedom, which opposes abortion and the homosexual agenda, which is something Mr. DeSantis sees too. There's an agenda among these homosexuals. They get together, they have meetings, and they set an agenda. We will be poking everybody. We're going to poke everybody. We're going to inseminate them with our gayness. And we'll do that, and then we will send out thousands and thousands and an army of drag queens. The homosexuals will. They will send them out, and they will be seen, and then people will turn. Homosexual agenda. How do you ask lawyers to go do that? The rule of law has got to return. The truth has to return. Reality has to return. We are bordering on no reality whatsoever. When you can't agree on reality, you got none. And that's all I got to say as I prepare to leave the country again. I'll be leaving this coming weekend. I'll get out another Rantcast. I may miss one along the way, but I just may do some shorter intros, and you'll just hear the rants. I hope that works for you. It's as always a pleasure to be here with you, and I can't wait to be back on the road and joining you all out there. And I look forward to heading to do a show in Dublin. And all I got to do is sit down and try to remember my act again. So I'm going to go do that now. You do whatever you need to do to make yourself happy, because you deserve it. That was a little upbeat way to end things. Thanks for being with me. And thanks to everyone who keeps writing in keeps writing in the rants. Thank you for your rants. And thank all of you today, the ones that I've read. It's always a pleasure. I can't tell you how much. I try, but I just can't. Take care.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Roy.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Roy and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
From Eric Markley, he sends in a lot of rants. This one is certainly one that deserves a read. Fuck Febreze. What the fuck kind of product name is Febreze? Huh? It sounds like the noise my asshole makes whenever it fucking blasts gas. And for fuck's sake, why in the fuck don't these scent covering companies just fucking figure out how to do their fucking jobs without every single fucking scent causing my allergies to fucking flare up? Assholes. God damn it. These fucking assholes. I'd rather smell Detroit sewers than smell one more fucking public bathroom that smells like shitress. You know, the combination of whatever Febreze they had on hand, plus the smell of detritus. It's always the same fucking stupid ass shit. A stupid scent that makes me want to sneeze, plus the smell of some recently dropped off at the pool fucking fecal matter. Son of a bitch. Fuck Febreze in their entire ass. Thanks, Lou. Thank you, Eric, for certainly getting it, well, off your wherever you got it off of. All right, Eric. Paul as well. And that you feel a little better now. Whew. That Febreze does have a smell to it, doesn't it? Wow. Rob Saltzman has something to share with us. Have you ever been in a parking garage stairwell that doesn't either smell like fresh paint or rancid piss? I've actually never been in one that smelled like fresh paint, Rob. I don't get it. It's always one or the other, but no in between. I either get to my car high on fumes or gagging and wanting to kick the shit out of the homeless guy that apparently decided to use my garage as his toilet. At the very least, find him and give the guy some water so it's not that smelly, dehydrated, dark-colored piss. And how exactly do they manage to get the entire stairwell to reek? Is there some super-secret homeless middle-of-the-night competition we don't know about to cover the walls in piss? Like their version of street racing? Or does every city just have that one guy that has decided to power wash the stairs with his dick? Power wash the stairs with his dick, Rob. All right. You said it. Thank you. Jeremy Jackson has sent in this rant that I think will inspire a number of rants coming right at him, I think. But then again, what do I know? I really don't know anymore. People probably may embrace it. So here you go, Jeremy. And thanks for sharing. A few weeks ago on your Hey Russia, What's Up Rantcast, a woman by the name of Amanda Stacy, I remember her, ranted about how her husband became a pussy when he got the common cold. This is a response to her. First of all, Ms. Stacy, before I start, you should know that everyone handle sickness differently. But in the case of your husband, he was either sicker than you thought he was, or he was milking it. If he was milking it, I don't blame him. Do you know how nice it is to have your undivided attention and be waited on hand and foot by the woman or by the women in our lives? I mean, you should know if your husband loves you, he waits on you and gives his undivided attention on a daily basis. But do you women do that for us? Hell no. Either you don't want to, or something is always getting in the fucking way. Heaven forbid we don't do that for you. Heaven forbid if we don't do that. Heaven forbid we don't do that for you. If you're anything like my wife, then you probably bitch and moan if not shown the proper amount of undivided attention. Oh, and you're pregnant too, which makes it significantly worse. Oh, congrats, by the way. It's a shame that we have to be sick to get that kind of attention. But fuck it. We, as men, will take what we can get. Well, you could take that as being a sarcasm from Jeremy Jackson, or you could think he's, however you see it, let me know what you're thinking. I'm sure you're going to get some responses, Jeremy. But thank you for sharing. I may have said that at the beginning, and I'm going to say it at the end. And remember, the Baltimore Orioles. Lest we forget, Marissa Bentley is here to remind us. I've got an open rant. East Palestine, Ohio. Are these Norfolk Southern Railway top exec millionaires who made, on the average, $5 million per year going to take financial responsibility for the huge toxic chemical nightmare mess they made that's poisoning the people of East Palestine and has killed over 44,000 birds, animals, and fish so far? By the way, top CEO James What's-His-Name lives in an 8,000-square-foot mansion. In 2021, he was paid a salary of $14 million. The devastating damage this toxic spill has caused will take years to know the long-lasting damage. I thought Love Canal was the wake-up call, then Three Mile Island, then every other poison and kill the earth catastrophe. When's enough enough? Hopefully, this will be the last straw, the event that catalyzes us as humans to say, okay, that's it. Way back in 1962, Rachel Carson warned us about these chemical companies when she wrote her book, Silent Spring. I actually remember reading it. It was a huge life changer for me, Marissa. Second Spring 2023 rant. Is it criminal to kill people slowly by poisoning them or to toxify human beings to the point of where they're vomiting up blood? Is it a crime to kill every living animal, bird, fish in a 100-mile radius? Well, if it isn't, it should be. Imagine waking up this spring to dead silence. No wildlife. Not even a spring peeper. So devastatingly sad. Rachel Carson warned us about this over 60 years ago with her book, Silent Spring. Silent Spring is an environmental science book by Rachel Carson, published in 1962. The book documented the environmental harm caused by the indiscriminate use of pesticides. Chemical industry of spreading disinformation and public officials of accepting the industry's marketing claims unquestioningly. And that's from Wikipedia. Norfolk should be held financially responsible for this environmental disaster. They need to right this wrong to the best of their ability and pay for their crime by restoring the land of East Palestine, even if it means they go bankrupt. Sorry, chemical companies of America, it's time for you to stop making so much obscene money by poisoning the planet. Stop it. By the way, to show the depth of their naivete, this nitwit responded to a comment I'd made regarding East Palestine with below. And it was 4 months ago, 100-mile radius? Nope. My reply back, surely, 4 months ago, this is when it was sent, surely you've heard of this thing called wind. Here's what one expert said. It depends very much on the weather conditions, particularly wind speed and direction, and on the quantities, but potentially well over 100-mile radius. Veronica Edmonds Brown, an expert in urban river pollution and lecturer in aquatic ecology at the University of Hertfordshire in the United Kingdom, told Newsweek. Could toxic chemicals reach the 100-mile radius of East Palestine by Jess Thompson on 2/15/23 at 12:19 p.m. EST, huh? Eastern Standard Time. EST is a theater I used to work at. And lastly, I remember reading or hearing that this friggin' crazy train was, one, overloaded beyond regulations. Two, sparks were seen flying out from underneath the train for four counties while driving through Ohio. Three, don't have all the facts, but some other garbage about wingnut Trump deregulating something about safety precautions so the train robber barons could make more evil karma money. I think, Marissa, I think you just went, okay, I'm done. And thanks for reminding us, and thanks for letting us know. In the 100-mile radius, I hope I made that clear. And if I didn't, I'm sorry, Marissa, but it was important to be read, and thank you for sharing that. And for reminding me about what a real, hero in a Rachel Carson was. She just said, you know, it was 1962 and we're still having to deal with it. It's fucking unbelievable. It is fucking believable. Those trains crash all the time. There are those kind of train crashes. It's not a train crash. It's a toxic plant blowing up. I don't know what the fuck we expect, but every nickel and dime that need to be put in to creating safety standards should be done. Why? Because in the end, it fucks us financially and in terms of our health and in terms of the world that our children inherit. Fuck this nonsense. Thanks, Marissa. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salter. Theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start.
But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.